thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love. We thank you for your presence in our lives. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for what you're doing even now. Thank you for what you're going to do very shortly. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for answers to our prayers. Thank you for strength you have given to us to rule over our weaknesses. Thank you, Lord, for how you have defended us. Thank you for how you have fought for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your light that is shining in our souls, in our hearts, in our minds. Thank you for liberating us by the revelations of your truth. Thank you, Lord, for making us do what is right in your sight. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the power and authority in your name that is giving us victories. We thank you for miracles you have performed in our lives and situations. We thank you for helping us to grow and mature in the knowledge of you. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for blessings we have received from you. Thank you for physical blessings. Thank you for spiritual blessings. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us so that we also can be a blessing to others. Thank you, Father. We thank you for putting us in places where we can continue to be blessed. We thank you for putting us in places where we can continue to be a blessing. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. So, Lord, I am asking that as we would be doing another prayer session right here tonight, Lord, manifest your power in our midst. Manifest your strength in our midst. Reveal the greatness of your glory in our midst. Let your dominion be revealed against forces of darkness as we pray in the name of Jesus. Let us receive helps and interventions from him. Let your right hand of power touch us and change our lives. Let us have testimonies after this prayer session. Thank you, Father, because we know you shall do beyond we can imagine. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I believe that he will help you. The Lord himself, the Lord Jesus, will help you in Jesus' name. I'm going to take some worship songs, and after that, we shall go into prayer points. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. In our midst, have your way, Lord. In this place, have your way. In our situations, have your way, Lord. Jesus, have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Lord Jesus, have your way, Lord. In this prayer session, have your way. In our lives, have your way, Lord. Miraculous God, have your way. Savior, have your way, Lord. Have your way, oh Lord, have your way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. By roadway in the wilderness, you lead me. Rivers in the desert will I see. Heaven and earth will fail. Heaven and earth will fail. But his word will still remain. And he will do something new today. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way. Where there seems to be no way, he walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way.
Hallelujah. I want us to begin to worship him. Begin to praise him, for he's a great God. He is powerful. He is glorious. He is mighty. He is so strong. He is your Father. He is our Father. He is our Maker. He is our Redeemer. He is our Helper. He is your Provider. Worship him. If you know him, worship him. If you love him, worship him. Begin to worship the King of Israel. Ancient of Days, we worship you. Lord of Hosts, we worship you. Miracle Worker, Mountain Mover, Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Rock of Ages, Rock of Israel, Rock of our Defense, we bless your holy name. There is none like you, Lord. You are so great. You are so strong. You are so mighty. We worship you. You speak and it comes to pass. You decree and it appears. O God of heaven and the earth, we worship you, Lord. There is none higher than you, because you are the Most High. There is none stronger than you, because you are the Lord. We worship you, Father. Your throne is above all. You are highly exalted in everything. You are highly exalted in every way. You are highly exalted in every realm, whether visible or invisible. Lord, we worship you. Be glorified forever. Thank you, Lord, who can contend with you and prevail. No one, no one, Father. You are our all in all. You are self-sufficient God. You are all-sufficient God. You are El Shaddai, meaning the Almighty God. You can never be stranded. You command what you need and they come to you. You are the one who brings things out of nothing. Lord, we worship you. You are so unlimited and you are indestructible. You cannot be defeated. We bless you, Father. You are unquestionable. Who can question your intelligence? Who can question your wisdom? Who can tell you what to do? Who can advise you in your ways, in your works? We worship you, Father. You put to shame the vast armies of the heathen. You publicly disgrace all your enemies, turning their wisdom into foolishness, turning their strength into weakness. Lord, we worship you. You are our Father. You are our Maker. Thank you, Lord. You are the one who fights our battles. You are the one who destroys our enemies. Blessed be your holy name. We welcome you right here, Lord. Come and have your way. Come and help us. Come and intervene in our situations. Come and be involved in the affairs of our lives. Come and move our lives forward. Come and heal. Come and deliver. That your name alone may be glorified in all the earth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lead us by your Spirit as we pray. Empower us with fire for great victories. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed and given him praises and thanks and worship. Amen. I welcome you once again to the Lord's presence. And we're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank you for who you are in my life. Thank you, Father, for who you are in my life. Thank you because having you is having all. Having you is having all that I need. In the name of Jesus, begin to thank God like that. Thank you, Father. Begin to thank God. Say, Father, I thank you for having you in my life. If you have him in your life, thank him. Thank him with that understanding. Say, Father, I thank you for your place in my life. Father, I thank you for your presence in my life. Father, I thank you for your grace in my life. Father, I thank you for your power in my life. Thank you because having you is having all that I need. Having you is having all that I need. All that I need to survive. All that I need to move forward. All that I need to fulfill my calling. All that I need to fulfill my destiny. They are all inside of you. And that I have you, I have all that I need. Thank you, Father. Begin to pray like that. Say, thank you for having you in my life. You are more than enough. You alone is more than enough for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Say, Father, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Yeah, there's a song that says, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to know you. I want to touch you. I want to feel you. Open the eyes of my heart. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Father. Begin to pray. Say, Lord, open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. She had the tidy the hollers down. I want to see you. Thank you, Father. I want to see you as you are. I want to see you as you are. Thank you, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my spirit. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, there's another song. I can't sing it because it's not in English language. Now, some part of the song says, those who seek God can't find him. And those who saw him couldn't know him. Yeah, the writer of the song is trying to praise the mysterious nature of God. Yeah, and also the judgment nature of God. Yeah, he's trying to say that there are people who are seeking to know him and they can't know him. God did not reveal himself to them. And there are people God has revealed himself to them, and yet they did not know he's the one. And they can't even understand. Yeah, so you can see how mysterious God is in his ways. And now he can be full of judgment. So you're going to pray. If God is going to reveal himself to you, you will have to show you mercy to do that. Yeah, we have Bible scholars who can tell you everything in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. They have studied historical books that speaks about the Bible. They have studied every other books that is going to help them know the Bible. But yet, they know the Bible, but they don't know God. You're going to pray. It takes mercy to know God, except you have not actually known him. For those people that have known a bit of God, they know that it takes his mercy to know him. It's not about your smartness. It's not because you know how to read translations, Bible translations, and interpret them. That's not how you know him. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let me find mercy to know you. Say, Lord, show me mercy that I may know you. I want to know you. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. Say, Father, show me mercy. Show me the mercy that I need to know you. Send me the help that I need to know you. Except the Lord help you to know him, you can't know him. You can brag about knowing God, whereas you don't know him. A lot of people think they know him, but they don't know him. Yeah, it takes mercy to know God. It takes mercy to know God. It takes mercy to know God as he is, not as people tell you. I can tell you some things I know about God, but it can't be powerful until you encounter the same. I can tell you things I know, but it can never be powerful until you find God the same way I found him. Yeah. So that is why I could act on my faith and it will work for me. It's because I have found God. So anything we do by faith in the personal revelation we have of God, That thing will always produce great results. Any prayer you pray by faith in the personal revelation you have of God, that prayer will always move great mountains. That prayer will always lead into great victories. Talk to God. Say, Lord, I need mercy to know you. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Thank you, Lord. Give me the help that I need to know you. Send into my life all the helps that I need to know you for who you are, to know you as you are. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Also, it takes humility to know God. The Bible says God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. It takes a very high level of humility. I don't know how to quantify it. Yeah, but it takes a very high level of humility to really know God. Yeah, very high level of humility to know God. Yeah, very high level. I'm talking about humility that will make you to consider yourself to be nothing. Humility that makes you honor everyone, even people that they just gave birth to them yesterday. Let's say, for instance, you are 50 years of age. If you are on the quest to know God, you must respect people that are as low as 5 years of age. I mean, respect them and honor them. Respect the will of God for their lives. Respect the place of God in their lives. Yeah. Otherwise, you can't know God. It takes I don't know how to quantify the level of humility that it requires to know God. I don't know examples I can give, but I'm talking about humility that makes you turn yourself into nothing. I mean, nothing. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be humble enough to know you. Help me to be humble enough to know you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Father, to be humble enough to know you. Help me to destroy pride in my life. Help me to kill pride in my life. Help me to humble myself that I may know you. That I may know you. I want to know you, Father. I want to be humble so that I can know you. I want to be humble so that I can know you. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Deliver me from the pride of life because I want to know you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. So why is it so important to know him? Why is it so important to know him? I have said it before that knowing him is equal to eternal life. I've said it before that knowing God is equal to eternal life. According to John chapter 17, verse 3, knowing God, knowing Jesus is equal to eternal life, which means that those that don't know God cannot have eternal life. Meaning they can't see God eventually or maybe I should say they can't reign with God eventually. They can't make heaven eventually, because if you don't know him, you will offend him. If you don't know him, you can't please him. Now, so many people are so full of self-righteousness, and that is one of the greatest enemy of revival today. Self-righteousness, that is one of the greatest enemy of God's kingdom. That is what made the religious leaders kill Jesus. And they felt they were doing what is right in the sight of God by killing Jesus. Yeah, that is self-righteousness. So if you don't know God, you will have self-righteousness. You will think you are righteous, whereas you are not. You will think God is pleased with your life, whereas he is not. Yeah, so it is so important to know him, because that is where eternal life is. And I'm not talking about head knowledge of God. I'm not talking about you listen to a teaching and then you think you have known God because you heard what somebody said about God. That's not what I'm talking about. That is head knowledge. I'm not talking about that you read the Bible and then you store it in your brain and then you can quote the scriptures from your head. That's not what I'm talking about. That is not knowing God. I'm talking about knowing God experientially, knowing God by revelations, knowing God by visitations, knowing God by encounters, knowing God by victories. Yeah, because when you are victorious, that is God. God is equal to victory. Yeah, knowing God by realities, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, knowing God because he visited you, he opened your heart to understand his truth. That is the kind of knowledge I'm talking about. So you are going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, I want to know you that I may have eternal life. I want to know you that I may be like you, that I may know your ways, that I may please you with my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. Say, Father, I want to know you. I want to know you. Help me. I want to know you so that I can have the life that is in you, so that I can have eternal life. I want to know you so that I can please you. Thank you, Lord. I want to know you so that I can love you more, so that I can serve you much more. Help me, Lord, to know you. Help me, Lord, to know you. I want to know you so that I can be transformed to become like you. I want to know you, Father. Help me. Help me. Help me. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I said self-righteousness is a great stumbling block to knowing God. And just like I was saying earlier, yeah, I told you of a song that the songwriter said there that some people saw him and yet they don't know. They don't know him. They don't know he's the one. And that is what happened to the Pharisees and Sadducees. This is the person they have been praying for years. Hundreds of years they have been praying for the Messiah. God, send us Messiah. Send us Messiah. God, we need the Messiah to deliver us from Roman oppression. We need Messiah. And then Messiah came face to face before their eyes. they did not know is the one. Only few knew and believed. They did not know. Why? Because of self-righteousness. So maybe you have been praying, God, I want to see you. Send deliverance to my life. Send help to my life. And then God sent those things into your life. And then you don't know when those things came. Yeah, he sent his visitation into your life, and then you don't know when he visited. Self-righteousness is the problem. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from self-righteousness. Now, this issue of self-righteousness is affecting many Christians, even ministers of God. Self-righteousness. And it has limited a lot of them from knowing God deeply. A lot of ministers, a lot of Christians have been limited from knowing God for who he is because of self-righteousness. And what is self-righteousness? When you gave yourself your righteousness and you believe you are right in the sight of God when you are not. So talk to God. Say, Lord, deliver me from self-righteousness because I want to know you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Yeshoda Tejiandi Kajada, deliver me from self-righteousness. Lord, deliver me from self-righteousness. I want to know you. Let self-righteousness die in my life. Let self-righteousness die in my life. Self-righteousness is when you are giving yourself credit. Yeah, and God is just looking at you. You are praising yourself. You are giving yourself credit. You are counting the good works you have done to mean that you are right in the sight of God. Who said that? Is that in the scriptures? If good works could save people, Jesus would not have come. There's no need for Jesus to come if good works are able to save people. Because before Jesus came, there were men who have a lot of good works. Talk to God. That is self-righteousness. Trying to justify yourself before God by yourself. Justifying yourself. Talk to God. Say, Lord, deliver me from self-righteousness. Because I want to know you. Thank you, Lord. Deliver me from self-righteousness. Righteousness that I gave myself. Righteousness that didn't come from you, but I gave myself such righteousness. Lord, deliver me from such spirit of self-righteousness. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I could remember some time ago, some few years back, I was expecting that a breakthrough would come from the Lord, a blessing. The blessing was on the way, and I was expecting for it to come, and it did not come. So I became very sad, and not just sad, I became very frustrated. And not just frustrated, I became very, I don't know if I should use the word hungry. But I began to complain against God, just like what the Israelites did in the wilderness. I began to say, God, why are you doing this? I began to say, God, if you know you can't make this blessing reach me, why did you even allow it to come in the first place? Yeah. Why did you allow this blessing to appear when you know you cannot bring it into my life? Yeah. Maybe I should make it more clear. It was a check someone wrote from somewhere, and I was to receive the check. But something happened, and the check was missing. For maybe for over 2 months or 3 months, I was waiting for the check, and it wasn't cleared, or we didn't even know. We can't even find the check that was written. Yeah, the check was to be transferred from one state to another state. Yeah, and I was frustrated that if God, I was questioning God, that why would you let this blessing come if you know it will not reach me? Yeah, why would you let this check be written when you know it will not reach my hand? And then God, after I have said all my nonsense before God, yeah, then God now came to me. He just laughed. Yeah, he said, God was speaking to me. He said, if I decided to create you and make sure that you have nothing to eat, you have nothing to wear, you have nothing to spend, and then you die of hunger. He said, who is going to question me for that? I mean, he was telling me that if he decided to just create a man and make sure that that man grew to a certain point, and at a certain point, he make sure that man go on, that man can't have anything to eat and became so hungry, and that man began to starve until he starved to death. He said, can't he do that? He said, that is why he's God. He said, who am I to question him? So when God began to speak to me like that, I began to weep. Yeah, because I could see my foolishness. I could see that I did not even know him. Yeah, that for me to complain against him means I did not even know him at all. For me to be questioning him, why is there this in my life? Why is there this problem in my life? Why is this happening in my life? God, you are here, you are watching, and look at this, look at that. Why is all this thing happening? I never knew it is a sin to say that until that day. And I thank God that God came to rescue me. Otherwise, I would have continued in that darkness, and I would think I was doing what is right. So you're going to pray like, you're going to pray. I'm just giving you examples of how a Christian could be in the bondage of self-righteousness and not know. Because I never knew it was wrong to question God and complain against him. I never knew until that day. And from that day, I dare not do that. Yeah, because I knew that he could just decide to waste my life and no one can question him. He could just decide that I will never have anything and there's nothing I will be able to do about it. So I now realize that this is one of the reasons why many Christians never left the spot they were. They never had any chance to move forward in life. Because of self-righteousness, they thought they are doing what is right, whereas they were so wrong. So you are going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from self-righteousness. I want to know you. I want to please you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, deliver me from self-righteousness. When you think you so much know him, not knowing that you don't even know him at all, talk to God. Say, Lord, deliver me from self-righteousness. every self-righteousness that is making me to be so conscious of myself, so full of myself. Every self-righteousness making me to praise myself, making me to see myself as something when I am nothing. Lord, deliver me from such righteousness. Deliver me from such demonic righteousness. Deliver me, Lord Jesus. Deliver me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Another thing that is so important to knowing God is to be a follower of peace. Is to be a follower of peace. To be someone that seeks after peace. Yeah, because God reigns in the midst of peace. If you happen to enter heaven right now, I mean the heaven where God is, up above, you will see that it is an atmosphere of perfect peace. And they are always peaceful right there. Yeah, some people, some people have considered me to be a foolish person, to be an idiot. Why? Because they realize that I don't make war. Yeah, they want me to get angry. They want me to fight back. They want me to, start quarreling, start doing all sort of, bitterness manifestations or anger manifestations. But I don't do that. In fact, I even begin to love them more. So they feel like this man is stupid. We want him to react, he's not reacting. What kind of man is this? They never know that only in the atmosphere of peace can you know God and find him. If in your mind right now there is someone you are so angry with, or you are so bitter against someone, you can't know God. Now that's the point. Because God can only be found in the atmosphere of peace. Yeah. And the Bible says that blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be a follower of peace. Help me to be a seeker of peace. Help me to be a follower of peace because I want to know you. And by knowing you, I will be able to please you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me to be a seeker of peace. When you can't forgive, how would you have peace when you can't forgive? It's impossible. When you are so full of anger, how will you have peace in the atmosphere of anger? When your heart is so full of bitterness, how would there be peace in the midst of bitterness? Where you are so ready to fight, you are so ready to quarrel, how would there be peace in your life? There won't be peace. Some people, it's not the devil that is fighting them. They are the ones that is inviting the devil. Yeah, talk to God. Say, Lord, help me to be a follower of peace. Help me to be a seeker of peace. Help me to embrace peace. Help me to reject anger. Help me to reject conflict. Help me to reject fight. Help me to reject quarreling. Lord, help me to embrace peace. in the name of Jesus, because I want to know you, and I can only find you in the atmosphere of peace. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still on knowing God. Knowing God. Yeah, you cannot know God if you don't love God. Yeah, that's another thing. You can't know Him if you don't love Him, because He is love, and He has made Himself love. He's so full of love to the point that He made Himself love. Yeah, so one of the fastest ways to know God is true love. That's one of the fastest way. And I thank God for showing me the path of love very early in ministry. Otherwise, I would not have grown in the knowledge of Him. I thank Him for that. So only by loving Him can you know Him so fast. Yeah, because he is love personified. Yeah, so you're going to pray. How can you love God? And what kind of love is God? You know, the Bible says God is love. What kind of love is God? Or what kind of love is in God? Yeah, we are going to talk about that. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to love you enough to know you. Help me to love you enough to know you. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, help me to love you enough to know you. Help me to love you enough to know you. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me to choose the path of love. Yeah, some people, they believe so much in retaliation. I don't know if you're like that. Some people believe so much in vengeance, so much in retaliation. Then you can't know God if you're like that. Because the love that is in God is not that kind of love. It's a love that even cook for your enemy. You help your enemy. You bless your enemy. You pray for your enemy. That's the kind of love that is in God. Yeah, it's not a love that has vengeance in it. So, Lord, help me to love you enough. Help me to love you enough to know you. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I want you to pray these prayers from the depth of your heart. Not just that I am telling you to do that. Not because I'm telling you to do that. But because you want to do that. Like you want to love Him. Pray like that. Say, Lord, help me to love you enough to know you. Help me, Father. Because you are love personified. And you can only be found in the path of love. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so the question is, how do we love God? Yeah. How do we love God? I don't know if you have had sermons or teachings that explains how we should love God. But I remember we did some teachings, some Bible study classes on love some time ago. Yeah. But maybe some of you have forgotten the things I taught in those classes. Or maybe some of you were not part of the lectures or the class. So I'm going to repeat some of those things now. Some of those things I said then. Yeah, so how do we love God? If loving Him is so crucial to knowing Him, then how do we love Him? Now, the first thing is that the only love that is known in heaven, the only kind of love that is recognized in heaven and that heaven identifies with is sacrificial love, the kind of love where yourself is out of the way, the kind of love you have when yourself is out of the way. Like, let's say you want to love, and then the first thing you do is you forget about yourself. You forget about who you are. You forget about what you have. You forget about everything. Yeah, you put yourself aside. That's the kind of love ever recognized. Not the kind of love that still has the fullness of yourself in it, the fullness of your desires in it. So that is not the kind of love heaven identifies with. Yeah, and I can preach it any way because that is what the Bible teaches. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to love you. Give me grace to love you correctly. Give me grace to love you selflessly, to love you sacrificially. Give me grace. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me to love without considering myself. I don't know if you understand the kind of love I'm talking about. Help me to love without thinking about myself, without thinking of any benefits I want to gain. Help me to love this way. Help me to love this way. Help me to love you this way, without considering about my desires, without considering my ambitions, without considering what I want, without considering who I am, without considering myself. Help me to love you this way. Give me grace to love you selflessly. Give me grace to love you selflessly. Thank you, Lord. Give me grace to put aside myself, my passions, my ambitions, my desires, my will. Lord, give me grace to put aside everything I am to love you. Give me grace to do this. Help me to love you. For this is how to know you. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, for many years, I thought I loved God. But I never knew I did not. I mean, not that I have done sacrificial things, As I am, I'm a very sacrificial person, as in to talk of myself. But I don't even know if I am, by God's standard. Yeah. But the little I can say about myself, if I am to talk of myself, I can tell you that I'm a very sacrificial person. But with all of that, I never knew that I did not love him. Yeah, counting many things I have done for the Lord. Things I have, crucified. Things I have, laid down for him. And several things I have done in winning souls into his kingdom, discipling people to know God, teaching people God's truths, God's ways. I thought I love him, but I never knew I did not. Until when God began to deal with me, I can't forget, from the year 2020, which is 2 years ago, until when he began to deal with me on the issue of love, then I now realize that I never love him. No, I love him, well, maybe 1%, or maybe 5%. And mind you, even as at that time, I did all kinds of sacrifices. But yet, when God began to show me what it means to love him, then I realized I never loved him. Despite many years of thinking I love him, many years of doing, sacrificial things. Because when you love God, naturally you will want to sacrifice things for him. But even with those things, I still did not love him. Yeah. So now, what does it mean to love God? Yeah, it's very deep. Yeah. What it means to love God. So you're going to pray. You really need an encounter from God to be able to know how much darkness is in you. Yeah. You need God to appear to you, to visit you, and expose you to yourself. Yeah. You need God to appear to you and expose you to yourself. Then you'll be able to know the darkness that is inside of you. And except those darkness leave, except those darkness are removed, you will not be able to know him. And you will not be able to love him. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me an encounter with your glory. Give me an encounter with yourself, that I may be delivered from myself, that I may be delivered from the darkness of myself. Only if you can know how dark human beings are, only if you can know how dark and wicked the human heart is, the heart of a man, the mind of a man, only if you can know how dark and wicked it is, then you will know why God, kept on drawing himself far from many people, or maybe far from you. Only if you can know how wicked you are, then you will understand why God has not drawn you closer unto himself, despite that you became a Christian some years back. So except God reveal you to yourself. Now you will say, I'm not wicked. Yes, you are not. But it's because you don't know yet. Yeah. I thought I was not wicked, but he showed me that I am. Yeah, I don't know how to explain these things. But you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me an encounter of yourself. Give me an encounter of your glory. Give me an encounter of your light, or an encounter with your light, an encounter with your glory that will expose me to myself, that will expose the darkness of myself to me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Bible says the heart of a man is desperately wicked. Yeah. And only God knows it. And that is why only God can judge it. Say, Lord, give me an encounter with yourself. Give me an encounter with your light. Thank you, Lord. An encounter with your glory. Thou will reveal the darkness in me. Even the darkness I have been nursing and pampering. You can be nursing a darkness and you don't know it's a darkness. Yeah. You can be pampering the darkness and you think is right, but it's not right. It's darkness. And except that darkness is taken out, you can't know him. Say, Lord, give me an encounter that will deliver the darkness of myself, and that will deliver me from the darkness of myself. Give me an encounter of you that will expose myself to me, the wickedness of myself to me. Give me an encounter of you, an encounter of you that will do that. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, that is why I said it's going to take a very high level of humility to know God. Because when God starts exposing the wickedness that is in you, the wickedness you were born with but you don't know, when God begins to expose it to you, if you are proud, you will not be delivered. You will feel like, you will not even believe. When God, let's say for instance, God tells you that this thing is in you, ask me to deliver you from it. Yeah, when God began to tell you the darkness that are in you, and then you're saying, God, I don't have that. What you are saying is in me. I don't have it. Do you know yourself more than the one who made you? You don't. Only him know us deeply. There are things I thought I don't have that he made me realize that is in me. And except they die, I can't know him. Yeah. So sometimes when people see how God is using a man, how God is using a certain person mightily, they feel like, I want to be like that man. Yeah. I want to walk in power like that man is walking in power. But they don't know how much how much the man has crucified. They don't know how much darkness that man has rejected. Even the darkness in inward places, the darkness that are so deep in the heart, in the human heart. Yeah, there are darkness that are very deep inside of us that we don't know. Yeah, that you don't even know is a darkness. So this is something you just like to do, but you don't know is a darkness, and it is the limitation that is not allowing you to know God. You don't know is a darkness. So until God begins to expose these things to you, so these are the things God began to do to me. Let's say 2 years ago, that made me now begin to know him in a very high level. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from every secret darkness I love so much in my heart. That is a limitation to knowing you. So Lord, deliver me from every secret darkness deep down in my heart, deep down in my soul that I love so much. You don't know is a darkness. Yeah, but God knows that darkness. So Lord, deliver me from every secret darkness locked up deep down in my soul that will not let me know you. Oh Lord, deliver me now. Deliver me now. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Jesu hashenet hadigriya. Mashesu zahane shetalagashriya. Deliver me, Lord Jesus. Deliver me, Lord Jesus. Deliver me, Lord Jesus. Deliver me, Lord Jesus. You know me more than I know myself. You know me so deeply because you made me. You know my spirit deeply. You know my soul deeply. You know my body, my feelings, my emotions. You know it so deeply. And you know where darkness is hiding in all these places. Oh, Lord, I want you to deliver me. Begin to talk to God like that. Say, Lord, I want you to deliver me from every secret darkness that I so much care about, that has found a deep root in me, and that is not going to let me know you. Lord, deliver me now. Yes, deliver me now. Deliver me now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Deliver me now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I said, how can we love God? Yeah. How can you love God? How can you love God? Yeah, you will love God by beginning to be happy with, you know, by taking delight in the things God is delighted in. Yeah, you will love God by taking delight, by having joy in the things God, in those things that make God happy, by being happy doing those things that makes God happy. I don't know the best way to put it. Yeah, like those things that you know God cares about so much, the things you know God loves so much, that you also begin to love those things. You begin to find happiness in those things. Yeah, that's the word. You begin to find joy in those things. The same thing that God finds joy in. The same things God find happiness in. You begin to find happiness in the same things. So, yeah, in those things. That is how to love God. Yeah, that is how to love God. And when you search the scriptures, you will see a lot of things God is delighted in. Yeah, so you are going to pray. Now, the reason why some of you are not yet doing things God has been expecting you to do for Him for a long time, Let's say God has been expecting that you began to preach the gospel. You began to win souls. The reason why you have not been doing it is because you don't love God that way. You might love God in some other ways, but you don't love God that way. Yeah, it means you don't find joy in that thing that God finds joy in. The reason why we sometimes have to persuade some people to do what is right. We sometimes have to, you know, preach and persuade them and you know, so much, if I can use the word, over-encourage them. It's because they don't have delight in the same things God have delight in. So why must we have to preach and preach about you doing certain things, you know, that pertains to the kingdom of God? Why do we have to preach and preach and talk so much about it before you do it? It's because you don't find delight in it. And that means you don't love God in that way. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to begin to find happiness and joy in the same things that gives you happiness and joy. I'm going to repeat myself. I'm going to say, Father, help me to begin to find happiness and joy. Yeah, in doing the same things that gives you happiness and joy. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Is God happy about soul winning? Then you have to be happy about it too. Yeah. Everything God is happy about, everything that gives God joy and happiness, must begin to give you joy and happiness too. Yeah. Is God happy about helping others without looking for anything in return? Then you also have to be happy about that too. Say, Lord, help me to begin to derive joy and happiness in doing those things that gives you joy and happiness. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Because this is how I prove my love for you. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. How can we love God? How can we love God? By obeying His words. By obeying His instructions. By following everything He has revealed in the scriptures. If God says, pray for your enemies, then pray for your enemies. If God says, love your enemies, then love your enemies. Yeah. If God says that, don't retaliate, then don't retaliate. Yeah, in fact, God said that if a soldier wants you to go 1 mile with you because he's trying to punish you, Jesus said, follow him 2 miles. Yeah. He said, if someone desires to take your shirt, I don't know if I'm quoting it correctly, he said, give him even your coat. Yeah, so these are the... these are the standards of God's kind of love that He wants us to follow. But how many of us are following this standard of love? How many of you are praying for your enemies? How many of you love your enemies? How many of you are not retaliating when someone offends you? Yeah, so if we really will love God, we must follow everything he has said in the scriptures. That means you love him. But if you only pick some things in the Bible and say, these ones, I'm comfortable with them. And then the other instructions in the Bible, you set them aside. You said, this one is not for human beings. It's for angels. So I have nothing to do with these ones. Then you don't love God. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to obey all the instructions your Bible teaches. Help me to fully obey and follow all the instructions your Bible teaches. For this is how I prove my love for you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Have you ever read the Bible and you feel convicted? You feel like I've not started doing this part of the Bible. I've not started obeying this part of the Bible. Then why not start doing it now? That part of the Bible you felt you have not started obeying. Why not start obeying it now? Say, Lord, help me to obey all your instructions the Bible teach. For this is how I will prove my love for you. Help me, fam. Help me, fam. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help me, fam. For this is how I prove that I love you. When I am complete in all your will. When I have done all your will, that is when I can prove that I love you indeed. Help me, Father, to do all that the Bible teaches. All the standards of your kingdom that is revealed in the Bible. Help me to do them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, when we talk about giving, we feel like don't go to that side. Yeah, God doesn't need my money. Yeah, God don't need my money. It's all these pastors that hate the money. Yeah. But have you read the Bible? Yeah, I mean, I'm talking to those people who believe God don't need their money and who believe he's some pastors that hates the people's money. So the question is it true that God don't need your money? And have you read the Bible? Have you seen in the Bible how people gave excess to God because of love? Yeah. Not even because they wanted rewards. They wanted some blessings. They gave so much because of love. And then these people who are so against giving, they think they can make heaven. The truth is they cannot make heaven. Do you know why? Because there is no how you can be delivered from greed if you don't give sacrificially. There's no how you can be delivered from serving the God of money if you don't give sacrificially. And you know those who worship other gods cannot make heaven. I believe you know that. And there is no how. There's no how greed, covetousness is in your life that you will please God. It's not possible. So this is why those of the early church, the apostles of the early church, they did not talk about tithing. They did not talk about offering. I mean, the apostles of the early church, they did not preach about tithing, they did not preach about offering, but they preached about sacrificial giving. They preach about giving out of love for God. So it's like saying, give as much as you love God. Give to God as much as you love God. And that was what Jesus taught in his days. And they believe that that is how a man can be delivered from greed. So some people say, I love God. Then prove it with your giving. God proved his own love for humanity by giving Jesus. So I said, you prove it. You don't love God. That's the truth. I tell you the truth. When God was giving me specific instructions on sacrificial givings, that was when I know that almost everybody on earth is enslaved by the spirit of money, and they don't know, even pastors. Yeah, because that was when I know that it is hard to give sacrificially. And God made me to realize that this is how you will be delivered from the spirit of money. If you don't give, you can't be delivered. Yeah, so that was when he began to give me specific instructions. Give out this, give out this, give out. And as I was giving, I was seeing myself delivered. As I was giving, I was being delivered. So these are practical things that happened to me. And as I was being delivered, I began to see that I began to realize that I had actually put myself in bondage for years by not giving. Because as I was being delivered, I began to see God blessing me more. And as he blessed me more, he says, continue to give out. Continue to give out. Now, my point is that you cannot say you love God if you don't give. I tell you the truth. And not just give if you don't do it sacrificially. Meaning that if you don't give more than unbelievers give, a sacrificial giving means that you giving in Christianity means that you give more than a philanthropist will give, more than people in the world, more than they will give. You give much more than that. That is what it means to be sacrificial, and it also means that you give more. That is normally required. Because according to the scripture talks about 10% tithes and then offerings. But sacrificial giving means that you give from like 50% upward. That's what sacrificial giving means. So you are going to pray that the Lord will help you to prove your love for him by giving. Except you do this, you won't be delivered. I tell you the truth. Talk to God. Say, Father, help me to prove how much I love you through sacrificial giving. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. It's not about the amount you are giving. Is about the bondage your resources have on your soul. You don't know that bondage. I know that bondage. I know the bondage between what you have in your account and your soul, or the bondage that money have on your soul, or the captivity, the control it has on your soul, the dominion it has on your soul. I know what it means because I have seen it. Talk to God. Say, Lord, help me to prove my love for you by giving sacrificially. Giving sacrificially to support your work. Giving sacrificially to support your servants, your ministers. Giving sacrificially to support widows, orphans, less privileged, the poor, the needy. Lord, help me to prove my love for you by giving sacrificial. It's not about the amount, like I said earlier. It's about you saving your soul. For the only way to save your soul from the captivity of money, which is a spirit, is to give sacrificial. Yeah, you can say I am wrong, but you will find out whether in this time or when you go to, when you reach heaven, if you happen to make heaven. Yeah, when you reach the realm of the spirit, the other side, you will find out that I am right. Yeah, even though it's also in the scriptures that I am right. Talk to God. Ask God to help you. Ask God to help you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we've talked about love. Yeah, but because of time, I would have talked about other aspects of love. But let me talk about one other aspect of love. How to prove that you love God is by loving the people God loves. The same way you love God sacrificially, you love the people God loves sacrificially. You know, the Bible talks about laying down your life for the brethren. Just as Jesus laid down his life for us. Yeah, that's what the Bible talked about. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to prove my love for you by loving your people selflessly. Thank you, Lord. Help me to prove my love for you by loving the same people you love. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. For this is how I will know you. For God is in the midst of his people. God is in the midst of his people. God is in people waiting for you to show him love. Haven't you read in the Bible where Jesus said, I was hungry, you did not give me food. I was in prison, you did not visit me. I was naked, you did not clothe me. And people were saying, when did we see you hungry? When did we see you naked? When did we see you in prison? He said, if in as much as you do these things to your brethren, you have done it to me. So that means God is inside of people waiting to be shown love. He's inside of the people around you in your neighborhood. God is inside them. And God is waiting for you to show him love inside those people. Yeah, you can read the Bible. Say, Lord, help me to prove that I love you by loving the people you love. By helping the people you care about. Do God care about his servants? If yes, then do you love God's servants? When last have you prayed for God's servants? Do you pray for God's servants? Yeah. Have you ever thought of how can I also join the workforce and, you know, and also join the business of soul winning? Have you ever thought of that? Yeah, do God love little children? If yes, yeah, do you also love little children? Yeah, do God love sinners? If yes, do you love sinners? What are you doing about the salvation of the souls of sinners and unbelievers? Ask God to help you. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, help me to begin to love the same people you love, the same people you care about. Help me to love them. Help me to love them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have just 3 more prayer points, and then we'll round up this session. Now, remember that we are talking about knowing God. That was where we started from. Not head knowledge. Yeah. But knowing Him as He is. Knowing Him with experience. So how can we know God? How can we know God? Yeah, we will know God by the Spirit. Yeah, you will know Him by the Spirit, because He is a spirit, though a physical spirit anyway. Yeah, because He came physically into the world, and then He has appeared to many people physically. But He's a spirit. His nature is a spirit. Yeah, He's not a man. He's a spirit. So you will know Him by the Spirit, meaning that you will know Him by walking in the Spirit. Not in the flesh, not carnally, not by being carnal, but by being spiritual. That is how you will know God. And one of the reasons why God gave the Holy Ghost to the church is so that the church can know Him by the Holy Ghost. So that we can know Him by the Spirit. So the question is, do you have the Holy Ghost in you? If yes, then how much of God do you know by that Holy Ghost? Yeah, because the Bible says that the Holy Ghost will take things from Him and show it to you. You're going to pray. If you don't walk in the Spirit, you won't find God. You won't find God. You won't know Him. If you're always in the flesh, you're always carnal. All that goes on in your mind from morning till evening of each day does not have to do with God. All that you think about does not have to do with God's kingdom. It doesn't have to do with God's righteousness. Then you can't know God. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, thank you, Lord. Help me to walk in the Spirit. Help me to walk in the Spirit in every hour of my life. Help me to be spiritual and not carnal. Help me to be spiritual and not carnal. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, God, help me to walk in the Spirit. Help me to live in the Spirit. Help me to walk in the Spirit, for this is how I will know you. For you can only be found in the Spirit, because you are a spirit. Help me to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. Help me to be spiritual and not carnal. Help me to set my mind on the things in your kingdom and not the things in this world. Help me to walk in the Spirit. Help me to love, to walk in the Spirit. Yes, so people, when you are trying to change the atmosphere of their lives, maybe you engage them in spiritual discussions, they start getting uncomfortable. And these are so-called Christians. You're trying to bring them out of the realm of the flesh into the realm of the Spirit, and they start getting uncomfortable. Yeah, that means they need deliverance. There's a problem there. When you being in the spirit doesn't make you excited, then you have a great problem. When you cannot afford to leave the realm of the flesh, you always want to be in the flesh, enjoying the lust of the flesh, then you have a great problem. Ask God to help you. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, I want to walk in the spirit. Yeah, not once in a week, not few hours in the day, but every hour in the day. Thank you, Lord. Every day of my life, I want to walk in the spirit. I want to be spiritual, not carnal. I want to be heavenly, not worldly. Help me, Father, in the name of Jesus. For this is how I can know you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have our two more prayer points. Still on knowing God. Now, you might ask, why am I so concerned about knowing God in tonight's prayer session? Why is all the prayer points about knowing God? It's because that is how you can manifest a faith that will work in these last days. That is how you can have a faith that will work for you. A faith that will produce results. That is how you can have a faith that will lead to victory. Yeah. And then the Bible told us in Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. Yeah. The Bible said that the people that do know their God in such a time like this, where the whole world is so filled with darkness, and even the nations are confused. Even the governments are confused. And the economy of the world is turned upside down. Even in such a time like this, the Bible says the people that know their God, they shall be strong, and they will do exploits. That is what the Bible says. So, and that is why it's so important you know God now. Otherwise, you will backslide. You will fall back into darkness. And you can be far worse than an unbeliever. Yeah. In these last days, you will see people that were once Christians become far worse than a sinner that never became Christian. A sinner that has always been a sinner, or an unbeliever that has always been an unbeliever, you will see Christians become much more worse than them. You can write it down. Why? Because these are Christians who never knew God. They were just plain religion. They never had a relationship with God. So you are going to pray. How will you know God? Yeah. You will know him by his voice. You will know him by his voice, by divine messages he sends to you. Yeah, Jesus said in John chapter 10, he said, my sheep hears my voice. You will know God by the messages he sends to you, by his voice. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I need your voice. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I need your voice. I need your messages. Yeah, I need your directions. I need to hear from you Speak to me, because I want to know you. I want to know you. Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Speak to me. Speak to me, Lord. Begin to pray. Not that you want God to speak to you about a business. You want God to speak to you about getting married to the right person. You want God to speak to you about what else do people want to hear God's voice about. Yeah, but we are talking about you wanting to hear him, just to know him. That's what I'm talking about here. Yeah, that you need him to speak to you so that you can know him by his voice. Say, Lord, I need your voice that will lead me into knowing you. Not many people are asking for that, for that kind of voice. Yeah, but that is one of the ways to know him. Say, Lord, I need your voice, because your voice can reveal you to me. I can know you through your voice. I can know you by your voice. Lord, speak to me in the name of Jesus. Speak to me. Send messages into my life. Send directions into my life that will make me know you. Send instructions into my life that will make me know you. Lord, speak to me, for I want to know you. For I will know you by your voice. Therefore, Lord, speak your voice to me. You can hear from God. If you are a child of God, you can hear from him. That ability is in you. You can hear from him. There's no Christian that can't hear from God. Yeah. If anyone says that you know, that not all Christians can hear from God, that person is a false prophet. There is no Christian that cannot hear from God. So, Lord, I need your voice in my life, for I know your voice will lead me to know you. Thank you, Lord. Speak to me. Thank you, Father. Minister to me using your voice. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, I think we are left with one more prayer point. Yeah. Or if it is two, no problem. So you're going to pray. We are still talking about knowing God. Yeah, knowing God experientially. Knowing God by realities. Yeah, undeniable realities. So you're going to pray. Another way to know God is through deliverance. Yeah. And I said it before that I, as a person, I went through thousands of deliverances personally. Not that some people were praying for me, casting out devils. Not that one. But personally, I went through, I can't even number how many deliverances I went through to know God. Because between you and God is a great darkness. And that is probably the greatest darkness of all that I have seen. The greatest darkness I have seen in my life is not Satan, is not hell. It's the darkness that is between you and knowing God. That's the greatest darkness I have encountered in my life. So you're going to pray. So you will know God by deliverances. Yeah. Those things that is binding you to the darkness, to the realm of darkness. God, we have to break those bonds, those yokes, those strongholds. And when those strongholds are broken, you will now discover that it is so easy to hear from God. You will now discover that it is so easy to receive prophetic dreams, to receive divine revelations, to receive heavenly visions, when the darkness limiting you is taken away. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, deliver me from every stronghold of darkness limiting my knowing you, blocking me from knowing you. Every slavery of darkness that will not let me know you, Lord, deliver me now from them all. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Lord, deliver me. Deliver me. Thank you, Lord. Every stronghold, yokes of darkness, strongholds of darkness, slavery of darkness, that is stopping me from knowing you as you are. Lord, deliver me now in the name of Jesus. Yeah, I have said it that there's a difference between knowing God as somebody else knew him and told you about it. Yeah, that, you know, it's different from you knowing him by yourself as he is to you. Knowing him for yourself and knowing him as he is. Yeah, so Lord, give me deliverances that will release me to know you experientially. Give me deliverances in my body, in my soul, in my spirit. Lord, give me deliverances that will release me to know you very closely, to know you as you are. Yeah, not as I was told, but as you are. I want to see you myself as you are. I want to know you by myself as you are, not as some people said. Yeah, but as you are, I want to see you as you are, myself, with experience. Lord, deliver me to know you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I wanted to pray this last one. Yeah, this last prayer point. Another way to know God very closely is to fellowship. To have fellowship with those that know him. Yeah, not people, not those that think they know him, but those that knows that they know him. Yeah, it's, you know, to have fellowship with those people. Yeah, there's an impartation that happens. When you listen to those people, you read their books, you listen to their messages. Yeah, there's an impartation that happens to you. And there's an hunger that'll be transferred to you. And you will now begin to seek to know him also. This is what happened to Apostle Paul. Yeah, after he had the encounter on the road to Damascus. Yeah, there's an hunger that rose from within him to seek God. And that hunger began to grow as he had fellowship with the apostles and with all the other brethren in the early church. So you're going to pray that the Lord should connect you with those that know him, those that have met him, those that know him with experience. You're going to say, Father, Connect me with the fellowship of people that have known you. People that have seen you. People that have had encounters with you. People that have had undeniable visitations from you. Lord, link me with such people. Put me in such community that I may receive an impartation to have similar experiences. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Because when you fellowship with those kind of people, there will be an impartation. And you will begin to have similar experiences to theirs. So, Lord, help me. Connect me with people, with places, with resources, books, messages, places, fellowships, brethren, that are filled with the knowledge of you. People who are filled with experiential knowledge of you. Lord, connect me with them. I want to have fellowship with them so that I can receive an impartation to have similar experience they had. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Connect me with messages, sermons. Yeah, that comes from people who have met you. People who really know you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.